Some of the opinions and topics expressed on this program may be objectionable to some people. The opinions expressed on this program are solely the opinions of the individuals who express them. If you're offended by something on this program, please just don't listen. If you're tempted by what you hear on this program to do something potentially dangerous or illegal, you are an idiot, and we refuse to be held responsible for your stupidity.
Welcome to Three Ring Radio. This is Trevor filling in for Shane, and I brought with me today Katie and my son Tyler. Say what's up, Katie.
Hey.
Tyler, say something.
You're stupid.
Yeah, okay, good. Great. This is Tyler's second appearance. I'm here today. Shane couldn't make it. He went on vacation. Yeah? What do you got to say about Uncle Shane going on vacation, Tyler?
He's gone.
All right. How's it going, Katie?
Fine.
Looking pretty hot today.
Oh, thank you.
Say something sexy.
You want to play with me tonight?
All right.
No, I don't.
Yeah, well, I was kind of a slave for Shane growing up. I'm the youngest of four. Shane's the oldest, so you can imagine all the beatings and being tortured and slave work. And Shane loved every minute of it. Today, we've got a bunch of 88 Fingers Louie, my favorite band from Chicago. And then some Rise Against, ex-members of 88 Fingers Louie. And some Against All Authority. Some good music.
Huh.
Nothing.
Some of Trevor's music.
Yeah, nothing that Katie likes. Tyler loves it. Tyler's going to be a rock star, right?
No.
No? What are you going to be when you grow up?
A poop head.
A poop head, yeah. Nothing better than a poop head. Who's a poop head that you know? Huh? Uncle Shane?
No one is.
No one is.
That's good. You don't say anything bad about people.
Why not?
Kay, you're a poop head.
You're a poop head.
Tyler, this is your second appearance on a Three Ring Radio, huh? This is your second time being on?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're like an old pro, huh?
Yeah, I am. Stop.
Stop what?
Stop digging in that muck.
Say again? Well, I want to get started with some music.
Stop talking in that
mark. So let's hear 88 Fingers Louie.
Finger hand up. We'll be right back. Poophead, Poophead, Poophead.
Yeah, Tyler, you like that song?
Yeah.
All right. All right, that was 88 Fingers. What?
Louie.
Louie.
How could you not remember that name?
I don't know. I live with you. I should.
Yeah, you
Katie?
Should.
Katie?
Yes.
I'm stupid.
You are not.
Yes,
don't
I
say
am.
That.
Yes, I am.
So, Katie, why don't you tell everybody what you do for a living?
What I do for a living?
Yeah. Besides the porn on the side.
Oh, damn. Well, I'm an instructor at Women's Workout World, the service manager there. Try and stay in shape as much as possible. Sweat my ass off.
Yeah, a lot of hot chicks come in there?
Fat ones.
No, there's a lot of hot chicks too, aren't there?
No, there aren't.
All old and fat?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Hey, they're not much better than my job, though, right?
Right.
Yeah, I got a bunch of Mexicans.
Yeah.
That I can't stand. They break their back for $10 an hour. I can't do that.
You know, I literally think that a lot of my members that take my classes think that I'm their personal trainers and that they have to tell me everything that they do. Mm-hmm. Okay, is it okay to tone today? Is it okay to take your class? Do whatever the hell you want. I'm not your mom.
Yeah.
I want to kick some ass sometimes.
Oh, I do every day when I go into work.
Do you?
Yeah, Mexicans think they own the place. They work. They break their back for $10 an hour, mm-hmm. not me. I don't do nothing for $10 an hour. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tyler, what do you do for a living?
I do stupid stuff.
Yeah, everything with you is stupid, huh?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah? We're getting overpopulated.
Why?
With Mexicans.
And blacks.
Oh. And
ooh.
We're the minority, right?
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
Those damn
how do you
Mexicans.
Feel about that, Katie?
They're taking our jobs, those ass wipes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You want to bang when we get home?
Katie.
Sure.
Katie.
Sure, sexy boy.
Tyler, how's the toys going?
I don't have any toys.
You don't have any toys.
You don't
right.
have toys.
So, Katie, what do you think about my family so far since you've been with me?
They're all nuts. No, I'm just playing. I love
right
them all. I love them all.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Don't lie.
No, I do.
Well, you hit it right on the head. They're all pretty much nuts.
I'm getting to know them.
Yeah, what do you think about the Uncle Donnie and JM and
that's
that
just
whole
gross.
Situation?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they are
playing Jerry Springer. You got the my uncle and my cousin down in Southern Illinois. Let's see, my grandma's
Rednecks.
Up here. Yeah, my grandma's up here for heart surgery. She had a heart attack. And they're down there banging some girl, and now they don't know who got her pregnant. Jerry.
Now, that show is actually fun to go to.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Chris
yeah,
and I were on
Chicago.
It. We were on TV, and I shook Jerry's hand.
Yep.
It's a weird dude.
So if you ever come to Chicago, then that's what you need to do.
Dad,
that was a Jerry Springer show. That was a good time.
Damn straight.
What's up, Tyler?
There's a train out there, and the train is stupid.
Everything's stupid, huh?
Yeah!
All right. Is Uncle Derek stupid?
No.
Uncle
he's
Lance?
My uncle.
Is Uncle Lance stupid?
No.
Uncle Shane stupid?
No.
No?
Is Daddy stupid?
No.
Yeah.
No!
So, Katie, any interesting stories you have to tell me? Anything you're hiding from me? Anything I don't know about you?
No.
No?
No.
Sure about that?
I'm positive. All right.
You got any good stories about your family?
No, I was raised a little spoiled brat.
Got that right.
No, I'm a total old-fashioned chick. Only believe in going in one way and out another.
Whoa!
Enter and exit only.
Uh-oh.
I'm not a big...
I think I'm pretty lucky to grow up in the family I grew up in.
What?
Cause all the problems, you know?
Yeah.
I can deal with just about anything with all that crap.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Dad, be quiet.
Sometimes
everybody, be quiet. Oh,
well,
there's a train.
Well, we'll let the train go and we'll keep talking.
Sometimes you know. There's problems between the two families that we were raised from, between you and I. Two different beliefs.
Yeah, that's true. I remember Christmas.
Yeah.
I tell everybody their Christmas presents. You like to keep it a secret.
Yeah.
Yeah, who cares?
Majority of families do that.
Do what? I don't like Christmas anyways.
Wow.
I don't, you know. I don't think that...
Yeah, but it's a time to be with your family and to surprise people. But I also had to take, you know, in the fact that you were raised one way and I was raised another.
Christmas is for kids and that's that.
Well...
everybody's greedy and they want stuff and...
Well, I got your Xbox, and you didn't know about a week before.
Yeah, but if I didn't get it, I wouldn't have been complaining.
Yes, you would have. You'd be like, where's my Xbox?
Nah, you're fine. Yeah. It's for kids.
Oh, is it? Even though you and, kids and Derek are on it all the time?
On what?
On the Xbox.
So?
It's for kids.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Just because I got something doesn't mean I don't like Christmas.
Well, you said Christmas is for kids.
It is for kids. Do you not agree?
Well, I agree that the whole, like, Santa Claus coming down the chimney and stuff like that is for kids. But, I don't know. It was my first year away from home. What do you expect? I wanted to be... I mean, my parents weren't like, oh, Santa's coming tomorrow. But it was nice to see,
Dad,
you know, surprise Dad. Gifts. Wait. We got something that we wanted every year that we've been wanting for the whole year. And it was a surprise. We didn't know we were going to get it. Like, one year I never thought I was going to get my cat, but I got my cat, you know?
Yeah, but like I said, it's for kids and religious freaks, and I don't believe in religion. And
I'm not that, so. I'm not saying that it's... Did we pray on Christmas? Did we do all that?
You did.
You were at my house.
Yeah, I know.
We treated it as the family got together and gave each other gifts and ate and got fat and went home and slept.
Enough of that crap.
Yeah.
So how, you grew up being the oldest... You have one sister.
Yeah.
I had three older brothers. That was a big pain in the ass. Actually, I like having three older brothers.
Well, I had the two stepsisters. One is my age. Total bitch.
Yeah, they don't count, though. They don't count.
Well, the only sister that I have, then, is Danielle, and she's my little
They don't count. See, I have three older brothers, and, you know, I couldn't ask for anything better than that. Because I have my oldest brother, Shane, who... you know, he gives me awesome advice all the time, even though I was a slave growing up. But, you know, what can I expect? I was his little brother, you know?
Yeah.
But,
being the oldest is fun.
Yeah.
See, I can boss Danielle around.
Have you ever wished you were the youngest?
No. Hmm. Reason being is because my grandparents are, you know, I don't know. I think it's better to be the oldest because... You have other people looking up to you.
Anyways, what do you think the world's coming to, Katie? What do you see in the next 10 years?
In the next 10 years?
Yeah. You think Bush is going to win the next presidential election?
No.
What do you think, Kerry? John Kerry, you heard of him?
I think I saw his campaign on TV today. His ad.
Just today?
I did. I don't follow politics.
Neither do I, but...
I'm not a big politician.
Neither do I, but I want Bush out.
Well, so do I. He's taking our money. That
Arnold
bastard.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
Tyler, who do you want to be president? Who do you want? Katie.
Yeah.
No. Down with Katie.
I think I'd be a good president.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't.
I should run.
You would not be a good president.
Why?
Because you've never smoked a joint in your life. You don't know.
There you go. I've never smoked a joint in my life. I've never tried cigarettes. All I've done is drink, and that's a bare minimum because of bad incidents when I was drunk.
Yes, but you can't expect to... you need to have more experiences in your life.
It doesn't matter.
I'm not saying you have to go out and smoke a joint, but I don't think you can say anything about it in politics if you don't know anything about it. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm exactly right.
Well, I know I may be the minority, but... I just don't see the purpose
exactly,
in it.
That's my point. Minorities don't have a place to speak in about anything they don't know about. And that reminds me about minorities. I do not agree. I don't like this affirmative action crap. I think if black people wanted to be treated equal or minorities want to be treated equal, then they should get rid of all this affirmative action or anything like that because I don't think
I
that's
agree with you.
Yeah, that's not equal. Mm-mm. That's not equal. Mm-mm. They don't want to be equal. They want to be
prejudiced.
Well, no, they want to have all the privileges. They want more privileges.
Yeah.
But that you want to hear some more 88 Fingers, Louie?
Sure.
All right. Well, I don't know what we got next in the round of music. It's either 88 Fingers, Louie, Rise Against, or Against All Authority. One of the three.
I think it's Against All Authority.
All right. Well, let's hear it.
All right.
Sorry about that. I put the wrong song in. Got to go back to the... There we go.
Turn mine on, too.
Go ahead, Ty.
Ha, 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 ha,
ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha,
Tyler, you like that song? Sing it. Sing the end of it. Come on, Ty. Tyler, fun Tyler.
Poopy, poopy, poop,
poop. All right, good job. Kim, you like that song? Yeah. So since we're on Shane's radio show, maybe you want to talk a little bit about Shane?
Sure.
All right, cool. Well, I was just talking to my other brother, Derek, the other day about a time when I was little.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Halloween. And my brother Shane, he had a friend named Orville. And
Orville,
that was his name. Pretty weird, right? Anyways, there was these kids that lived across the street. Remember that, Tyler? Yeah, okay. Anyways, they stole my candy.
Oh. Right?
I was like, those pricks.
I heard about this story. Yeah.
So I come back home crying. So here comes Shane and Orville.
Comes beats across their ass,
the
right?
They come across the street with a BB gun. Giving them fucking candy. So they came back, and I had, like, probably a huge garbage bag full of candy. 5 times the amount I had before.
Wow.
So that was fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Good brother to you.
Yeah. Well, not all the time. Other times, you know, the parents would leave, and they'd always leave Shane in charge because he's the oldest. Mm-hmm. So he would go where? Can I go too? Later. And they'd always leave Shane in charge, and it was like, okay, Shane's the boss, so... Tyler, calm it down. Shane's the boss, so one person would be getting him food, another person would be getting him water with ice, okay?
Yeah.
And, you know, we'd just be running around doing chores. Well, I rebelled one day and said, you know, F you. I'm not getting nothing. So Shane, he didn't care. He's like, Derek, go get him. He didn't chase me. He said, Derek, go get him.
Didn't they put you in the dryer before, too?
No, that was Derek. Shane put Derek in the dryer.
Oh.
Yeah. That was great.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the great part about it, right? I'm the littlest one, so mm-hmm. Okay, now I'm the biggest one. But anyways, then I was the littlest one. All I know is Shane. He's like this. Get in the dryer. He didn't stuff him in there. He just get in the dryer.
To Derek?
Yeah.
Why? And,
because it was brotherly
just because
love.
Brotherly he didn't love. Do anything.
No, brotherly love.
Oh, okay.
He also shot Derek in the ass with the dart gun too. But that's another story. He's like, get in the dryer. Get in the dryer. Derek wouldn't get in. And finally. Finally, Derek gets in, you know, it's either get in the dryer or have Shane beat his ass. So, Derek gets in the dryer, Shane closes the door, turns it on, all you hear is, and then he finally lets him out of the dryer, and Derek's all beat up.
No wonder why Derek has a butt chin.
Yeah, he does have a big butt chin. No, but Derek got beat down a lot. I guess from what I hear, I didn't see all of it, but I guess, you know, when it came to getting in trouble, Derek had to take all the blame because Shane wouldn't do it. It was either get beat up by Shane or get beat up by Dad.
Who punched the hole in the wall?
Where's that? What do you mean?
At your dad's house that you guys tried to fix.
Oh, that wasn't punched a hole. That was when I had grew up, I got bigger, and my brother Derek, he's the smallest of all of us.
Oh, that's right. And, you guys were fighting.
Yeah, he got on my nerves, so I pushed him through the wall.
Oh.
Yeah, he went through the wall.
So what are some other good stories? Is there something about a rat at Shane's?
Oh, yeah. Well, Shane, I guess, he used to come over to my mom's house all the time, and he would pick us up, and we'd come spend the weekend with him and mm-hmm. hang out, you know. We'd either hang out, and, like, he'd order pizzas, and we'd eat, you know, just have a good time with our brother, mm-hmm. or we'd do work for him and still have a good time hanging out. But this one time, he lived in...
Wasn't it the ghetto apartment?
It was a pretty ghetto part in Chicago. It's nice. It's nicer over there now, I believe. It's over by like Wicker Park. No, it's Bucktown.
Wait, was that the apartment that had like cockroaches or
cockroaches, rats, everything? It was pretty bad. But I guess he lived for free there for 3 years or something.
That's
the story I heard. But we'd always come over there. You know, we'd go to take a shower, pull back the curtain, see the cockroaches running. We'd go to sleep at night in his room. He let us sleep on his bed, you know. We'd sleep on his bed, you know. I don't know if we were getting eaten by rats or what, but it was pretty crazy. But one time, he was moving out of there to go to a loft, and he had all the boxes piled up in the corner, you know. Mm-hmm. And there was a little gap there where all the boxes were. And he saw a rat running there. Big fucking rat, right?
Like a city rat?
Yeah. Big rat, because I guess there was a bunch of Mexicans that lived downstairs. They never cleaned their place, and it was really
dirty. Never do.
No, and it was all cockroaches and rats in the place. But anyways, so he saw this rat go back there. He's like, all right, you guys block that other side. I'm gonna kill the rat. So he takes the broomstick handle and he starts jamming it in there. He starts jamming it in the gap, and all you hear is,
You know, the rat screaming. What do you mean, oh, it's a rat?
Yeah.
City rat, it's that. But anyway, so he's jamming in there. He thinks he kills
it.
So
was it a broom?
It was the end of the broom handle.
Oh,
the
stick, so it was kind of sharp.
End. Yeah, no, the nubby end, you know?
Oh,
so it was like
okay.
a dull end. He's like, yeah, it's like beating somebody up with a baseball bat.
Mm-hmm.
So then we see the rat take off and it runs under the couch. And Shane's like, all right, me and my brother Lance, he's like, Trevor, Lance, pick up the couch. When I see it, I'm gonna nail it. So Shane's standing there with one foot behind the other in a punching stance. And Shane was in karate when he was younger. So, he knows how to do some stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we pick it up at the same time. All of a sudden, we see this thing come down and Shane just goes, wham, punches it. It was the remote control, and he shattered it all over the place.
So he missed the rat.
The rat, we didn't know where the rat was. The rat probably went in a hole somewhere. But he shattered the control, and he's like, damn, I've been looking for that remote. But he destroyed it.
What a dumbass.
Who are you telling?
So let's talk about this hillbilly stuff with your mother's side of the family.
They're all hillbillies. What's there to say?
Well, your Uncle Donnie totally trashed our lawn where we used to live.
Oh, that piece of shit. That piece of shit. I lived in Arlington Heights.
Well, we lived in Arlington Heights.
That piece of crap. First of all, my cousin John calls up. And he asked to stay there for the weekend. Yeah. I was like, no problem. You could stay.
Without asking me. But that's
Uncle,
okay.
Yeah.
You men like to do that.
I said, you tell Uncle Donnie he can't stay here, though. There's no room
Dad.
For him.
Well, because
what's
he's
up,
a pig,
buddy?
Hey, Dad, I just shit my pants.
Hey, what did I tell you about talking ass. Like that? Huh? I'm going to whoop your ass now, boy. If you shit your pants, you should probably go clean them out.
You have poop stains?
Pants shitter.
I think your dad has poop stains.
You know what you should do?
Dad, you have poop stains.
You know what you should do?
What?
You should reach in the back of your pants and pull it out and start throwing it all over Shane's bedroom. And then you could say, hey, I remind you of an ape, don't I? Start throwing it around his room. Anyways. So this hillbilly, Uncle Donnie, he decides to just come over. You know, he drops a... I got my dog down here too. Mandy, stay.
My poop uncle.
She's fine.
All right, she's cool. He comes over and he decides to just walk in the house.
Well, right. You didn't want him over at our house because he's a pig.
Didn't want him over
He
there.
Tried hitting on Derek's girlfriend at a wedding.
Yeah, hillbilly. Tried hitting on my 15-year-old girlfriends when I'm in high school. You know, 15, he's disgusting.
Here.
You're not here? All right, douche.
Well,
a banana's in my poop.
Oh!
Well, I know I'm not like that great looking, but
you're hot when you're boobies, booty. Anyways,
I wish.
So he comes over, comes in, you know, decides to crack open some beers, you know, that he had, and he starts drinking me up till 4 or 5 in the morning, and then I'm like, dude, you can't stay here.
Why didn't you kick
him
out? Because I had to get up for work the next morning.
Well, I told him I didn't want him there. I said, dude, I didn't ask my roommates if you could stay here. Get out. So he leaves, comes back the next day to pick up John. And he throws his trash from his car over the parking lot. So I go
McDonald's, of all things.
Yeah, so I go back and I yelled at him. Told him he's a loser, low life, blah, blah, blah. You know, 30-something-year-old.
He still lives with his mom at home.
35 or 40.
He's 40.
Yeah, he's like 40 years old, lives with his mom. He's lived with her his whole life. He's a big loser. Hillbilly.
Sucking on that titty.
Yep. You know.
Anyways.
Just like you are, sucking on your mommy's titty.
No, I'm not.
I'll suck on your mommy's titty.
That's gross. Don't say that about my mama.
Your mom's hot.
No, she's not. Well, yeah.
She's all right.
She's 40, but she looks 20.
I'd bend her over. I think she wanted to bang me that one time, remember?
When she showed you the porn?
Yeah. I was over at your house, remember? And she's trying to find a shirt for me, and she sees
the porn.
Well,
that's because she doesn't.
And she just looks at me and goes, oops, I'm so embarrassed. Yeah, right. She wanted me to bend her over and spank her.
I want you to bend me over, but that never happened.
Oh, shut up. Hey, there's a child in the room.
Oh, like you care about that.
Oh, yeah.
Dad.
All of a sudden, you just started caring because he started asking where
your
clothes
are. Ah, you
like
it bent over.
Tore
it up the other night. You know, I can only tear
Dad.
It up so
yeah,
many times
and that
in
hurt
week.
The next morning. I tried teaching class.
You're damn right it hurt.
You asshole.
Dad.
I had to do lunges
Dad.
And I'm like, ow, ow.
Dad. Dad, a tip is in my poop and a banana.
It's like an aftershock from an earthquake, right?
Yeah.
Stop talking to Kay. I'm talking to you.
What, dude?
Dad.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Come on, Ty.
Suck my big fat titties, won't we?
What are you talking about?
So,
Katie, you know,
hello. I pooped
so let's talk
my
about
bang.
Our sex life, Trev.
What about it?
I pooped my face.
What kind of
thing?
I hate it. Okay, we want to talk about our sex life. All right. I hate it when girls lie to you. Oh, your dick is so big. Come on. I know I got a little dick. You don't got to lie to me
about it. But it's perfect for me. I'm a tiny girl.
Yeah,
I don't need this huge fucking
hold on a
cock
second.
In
hold
me.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Why don't we... Don't be... Don't say nothing because I'm here. Let's be honest. So all the guys in the world can know the truth. Why do girls lie to their men about their dick size? Come on. Tell the truth. Every guy out there wants to know. You're helping every man in the world.
I do not.
You want to help all these losers in the world?
Okay.
Or what?
The reason that we lie, sometimes we are telling the truth, but sometimes we are lying.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. I know you're a liar when you talk to me, okay? My dick, I know it's little. Okay, when you tell me it's the biggest dick you've ever had, no. You're a liar.
Wow.
So now tell the truth about about guys.
It's just to please you, because otherwise if we tell you have a small dick, you're not going to perform well.
Bullshit. Guys will perform regardless. They don't care.
No, you won't.
Here's the deal. Women care. Women care when it comes down to bed and getting all emotional and physical. Guys don't care. If they're getting pussy, they're fucking happy.
Yeah, well, we want you to perform well.
They're going to... Okay, well, guys can only perform as good as they can perform. They're not going to do better because you tell them their dick's big.
Well, it's also a security thing. That's like if you tell a girl, oh, you're ugly, but I still want to bang you.
Exactly, but I told you, like, girls are different, though, emotionally. Guys don't care. You can tell them they're fat, ugly, little dick, small balls, hairy, warts all over their dick. They'll still fuck you.
Oh, if somebody had a disease, I would tell them.
Well, I'm just telling you. You can tell them all that.
I
believe you, but I'm just saying, you could tell them all that. They'll still perform.
Dad,
every
stop
guy, when
your mouth.
Every guy, when they're in bed, they try to be a porn star. Girls, they
Dad. Stop your mouth.
Stop my mouth? What are you... What, you're supposed to be covering your ears. I gave you those air plugs. There you go. Cover them.
No, but you do fine, hon.
Hey, do you know what I heard?
What?
From you know Esperanza at my work, right?
Yeah.
She told me... Because, you know, her family's from Mexico and stuff. Mm-hmm. She told me the girls don't put out down there. She said the girls don't put out down there, so the Mexicans down there... They have sex with donkeys and horses and animals.
That's so not true, because look at how many kids they're producing.
Yeah, because they said once they get it, then they produce like crazy. And there's a bunch of white girls up here that bang them too. You know, like
no, I mean down there. They fucking bang like crazy.
Because when they do, yeah, they bang like crazy. But they listen, this girl's straight from Mexico, okay? You think she's going to tell me BS? She said the girls down there don't give it up as easily as girls do up here.
Yeah, you know why.
So
she said that is because she wants to play a game with you and try to get you. Play
no,
hard
no, no,
to
no,
get.
No, 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 no.
Yeah,
no, no,
that
no, no,
fucking
no.
dirty
no, 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 no. So, no, this girl's been with one guy, Donald, and, you know, he's black. She likes
the
black
cock. Yeah,
well,
so what? There's lots of girls that try and play games
listen,
with you.
Listen. Shut up.
No.
Listen. She told me that the Mexicans... have sex with donkeys and horses.
Well, they're dirty anyway.
And chickens.
So, man,
and chickens.
How can... Well, they
and
must
I've
have
seen
little
it
dicks.
Because I know Shane has got some videos. Some freaks send them... Because people send him shit all the time from all over the world. And I know somebody sent him a tape once that had some crazy shit on it like that.
Well, that would be interesting to see.
It's not. It's disgusting.
Well, they must have little cocks then.
Yeah.
To fuck a chicken?
That's the stereotype.
To fuck a chicken.
That's the stereotype. That's the stereotype. Mexicans have little penises, right? Little pinkies.
I've never been with a Mexican, can tell you.
Pinkies, poopy.
Sorry.
Exactly. Ew.
So, yeah. So, what about that 15-year-old that works with you?
What 15-year-old?
The daughter of somebody. You don't think
what
she's trying
her?
To get with everybody?
I don't care. She's 15. I'm 24 years old. I don't have time for that crap.
Yeah, well.
I got a kid. I'm not going to jail for some 15-year-old.
Yeah, well. You don't find me attractive.
Yeah, I do. You're
hot.
Liar.
You're such a liar.
You're hot.
No, I'm not.
There you are.
Anyways, so my stepmom's side of the family is hillbillies, too.
Yeah.
You've seen them.
Mm-hmm.
My cousin just had a baby this year.
She's nasty, too. She's ugly. She graduated. She's got like a Jay Leno chin.
Yeah.
And she sticks it out like she's proud of it.
And my uncles are all alcoholics. My cousin's gay and very proud to be gay. And
I don't know. That dude's gross. Oh, and you got, and his gay, tell him about that. Tell him about how his gay lover pushed him out of the car.
Well,
his head got
this,
crushed.
This is supposed to be what happened. They still haven't finished the investigation. But what supposedly happened was he used to live in Florida. Came home and decided to live there. Came out of the closet just this past Christmas. Well, you're a nerd.
Want some monkey brains?
Ew. Gross. Yeah, wash yourself.
Talk about your cousin.
So one night, I think he was at the bar or something, and he's coming back, and either he gets into a fight with his ex-lover, and they push him out of a car. Well, he gets up, and he tries to, like, wave people down, but his head is so... Somehow, he managed to get up. His whole skull was crushed.
You didn't see it like I did. But,
I'm kind of glad.
I saw it. He took his helmet off because he's wearing a helmet, and they took half of his skull off. So when you look at his head, it's like you just look at one half and it looks normal. The other half is indented. It's got like a big, like half the skull's gone. It looks disgusting.
Well, I think he has mold on now.
What?
And I think he has mold on. But when you talk to him, he's definitely not the same person anymore. Because
yeah, I tell you what, he can never go through a metal detector again.
But, yeah, and then after, I mean, he recovered. They pronounced him dead on arrival. So, but I don't know how they recouped him, but he came through, and now his dad is all, like, lovey-dovey with him again and totally hated him, though, before this accident just because he was gay, and which I can see because...
Well, that'd be hard. I don't know what I'd do if my son grew up and was gay, you know.
But it's my aunt's fault. My aunt...
It's nobody's fault. The kid was gay.
But she babied
him. So what? You can't blame it on his mom.
Well, I can blame some of it.
He likes cock. That's not his mom. His mom didn't tell him to go like cock.
Okay.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't we listen to some more 88 or Rise Against, whatever we got next on the playlist. Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, that sounds good. All right,
let's do it.
Yeah, and then I can go that way. I can go get a drink and, you know. All right.
All right.
Good song, too.
Go ahead. Take her out. Go ahead.
Rise Against.
Bye.
We're back. Three Ring Radio.
Yes.
You like that?
Yes, I do.
That was some good Rise Against. I was getting so into it, I started getting into the next song.
Was that Rise Against?
Yeah, that was Rise Against. Oh. Damn right.
So, let's talk about your brothers. I want to know about I want to know more about your family.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see.
Some dirty stuff that I don't know about.
I don't got it. You know everything. But, you know, there's Derek, you know, King fucking Kong Dong.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah. Yeah, she has.
On Jerry Springer Show. That night.
After the Jerry Springer
night,
Show.
It was fun.
See, you were telling the whole story. I got you and Kristen completely naked.
Yeah, Twister, that was fun. Yeah. But you know how naked I am when I'm drunk.
Yeah, you get naked. It's fun. I'm gonna get you drunk tonight.
Sure. I don't have to pay work, so later.
And then I'm going to get you naked. I'm going to bang you.
Okay.
All right.
All right there.
And then I'll dedicate it to Clearing Radio.
So whose body did you like best? Be honest. Mine or Kristen's?
You both had nice bodies. Of course, I like yours better.
She's got a nasty body.
No, she's all right.
No.
Hey, listen, she's not a big, fat, lard ass. She's got an all right body.
Well, she's got a tummy and no
bones. Oh, my God. I can't believe the stories with her. Her and Randy.
I know.
That was so gross. Randy.
The vibrate?
Listen. Okay. We're at my house. We're part, you know, we have them over sometimes drinking and stuff. And this girl's kinky as hell. Okay. She likes it in the ass. Okay. And she likes to, like, stick things in her boyfriend's ass.
She sticks her finger. I've seen it. After they told me that story, or us that story about what happened that you're going to get to, she was in our living room and, you know, she felt his ass and stuck her finger up there.
Oh.
Through his pants.
Through his pants. That don't count. No,
well,
but this guy, I don't know how we got on the conversation, but they're talking about, you know, kinkiness and all this stuff. And my buddy Jeff's over and he's like, oh, yeah, I bet you guys haven't done what I've done, whatever. And this guy Randy, he's like, yeah, you ever broke a vibrator?
No.
And he's like, yeah. And then Randy's like, well, not like we have. And I'm like, what, just stick it in your ass? And he's like, yeah. This guy stuck a vibrator, or she stuck a vibrator in his ass and broke it. That's pretty gay. And
I don't know. I just don't.
I shouldn't say it's gay. They're into it, but, you know, that was pretty wild.
I'm back to my old-fashionedness, okay? I don't know. It just, something about it just doesn't flow with me.
Yeah, it doesn't flow with me either. I can never stick anything in your toxic waste. You're the fart queen.
I don't do it in public.
Oh,
just
you do
at
it
our
in
house.
Public with me.
So, well, we live together. Isn't it true, though? I bet you if we had people call in one day to Shane, most of the women would say, yeah, I fart in front of my boyfriend.
No, not like you do. Maybe the occasional... or, okay,
the poof.
But you, yeah, the poof. But you, you're like farting like a dude. You're like,
it's very natural.
It's very natural.
It's a very natural.
Sometimes it happens.
It does. Sometimes it just slips out and you don't
even
know.
I bet you if there
was
a mic by your ass the whole time we've been talking, you'd be farting more than you've been talking.
No, I wouldn't. Again, I don't do it in public.
That was for Three Ring Radio.
And that was Trevor, not me. Trust me, you'd hear mine.
That's a good one.
You would have to put the mic near my
Here.
Ass.
I'll waft it. Waft it to you. Smell
Anyways.
The insides.
No, but sometimes they slip. We'll be sitting on the couch watching a movie or something, and a little beep will just come out, and it'll slip.
Oh, man, I got you good that one night at the Dutch oven. I farted on the blanket and just pulled them right over your head. You had to be dying under there.
I was. I swear to God, you have, like, shit stains in your pants.
Well, no, they don't see.
Ew!
There's no shit stains in them.
So.
White is right.
White is right. Anyways, so
this is Trevor again, Shane's brother, filling in. The bastard's
on vacation.
Yeah. Damn bastard. I'm Katie, Trevor's somewhat sexy girlfriend.
Very sexy girlfriend. Right. And Tyler, I think he took a shit break.
I literally think he did shit his
was,
pants.
I think he was stinking up the room. I know it wasn't me. Could be Katie, though. Who knows?
No.
And I'd let the dog out, get a drink, you know.
Yep. So.
So you're enjoying the three-ring radio, Katie?
I am.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's a good time.
It is a good time.
Wait till Shane gets back and hears it.
Oh, I know. He's going to laugh at us. And just think we're retarded.
All right.
All right.
We've got the flashcard guy here. He said 10 minutes left of the show.
So how about we play another
song?
I'm almost sad
it's over.
Let's play another song and then we'll end our show. What's next on our playlist? Yes,
I'm going to slap you in the face with my cock.
All right.
I think to wrap it up, we got some more 88 Fingers Louie.
All right.
Actually, this is my favorite song, too. It's the drinking song right here.
All right.
Yep. 88 Fingers Louie.
Later.
That was 88 Fingers Louie. This is Trevor. And we got Tyler. Tyler, say goodbye.
Goodbye. He's a dickhead.
Who's a dickhead? Uncle Shane's a dickhead? You looking at his picture again?
Yeah. He's a dickhead.
Well, it was fun, guys.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. This is Trevor filling in for Shane on 3-Ring Radio. Dickhead? We're going to end it up with Filter.
Where's the dickhead?
He's on vacation, man.
Where's the dickhead? Where's
the dickhead? The dickhead's on vacation. The dickhead's on vacation.
He's partying it up.
Well, I'm gonna fuck the shit out of Katie tonight, and you guys can think about her fine ass. And you don't
describe them to me.
She's got brown hair, Italian, big boobies, nice ass, thin stomach.
All right.
Yeah.
See you guys later.
So we're going to end it out with Filter. Hope to be back soon. Later.
Later. Poophead, poophead, poophead. Poop. Poop, poop.
ThreeRingRadio.com.
Yeah. Rock on!
Bye.
Sing it so all the people can hear you.
All people don't want to hear you.
Oh, yes, they do. They want to hear Tyler. This is the first of Tyler. So in the future, they can hear you.
Fuck off, Dad.
I'm going to whoop your ass, you little shit.
Yeah.